All right. Hey, give me a little sip.
Soundstripe.
One and only the Little and Bell Mimi Nava, and you're watching the Little and Bell podcast that helps you flourish. I start out my episodes like this and I'm gonna edit it out anyways, but y'all, I done seen people take their power back. I'm just like, yes, take it. But I see some negative Nancy ass little Negroes. Some of them not Negroes, some of them just regular white people. But Negroes talk about some, well, shouldn't you forgive them if they're your friend? Shouldn't you not be so hard on people really one time and you're never gonna talk to them again? You're not even gonna spare them? No! We don't spare nobody over here. You come in these areas, these boundaries, and you disrespectful, you're getting cut. Throat off. But like, just cut. Yeah. It's done. It's over for you. Because you should know better. We're too grown to explain how folks should act and how folks should treat us. Too grown. That's how I feel. But some people, that got the word compromise all messed up. They talk about, well, you're gonna go through some ups and downs of the friendship. You're gonna go through ups and downs. Yes, you are. Those ups and downs is learning and unlearning boundaries between said person. Meaning that you did something, you correct it after you say sorry. Doesn't mean you do something, you keep doing it 50, 11 more times, and then you do right. No, that's not what you do. So honestly, the question is, what is compromise? I'm gonna find compromise for y'all since I don't know what it is. I wrote it down. I wrote it in my journal, cause what y'all not finna do? Y'all not finna play with me or these people on Beyonce's internet. I refuse. Compromise. This is what compromise is. Compromise is knowing that you back. It's probably gonna be a big ass glare in my glasses, but we chilling. Compromise. This is what y'all think compromise. You keep accepting horrible treatment again and again, hoping that they will learn after you told them for 3 years how to treat you, how to love you, and etc. And they finally do it because, well, you're trapped, sis. You're just there. You're stuck. You don't. Codependency. The trauma. I'm not here for it. This is what compromise really is. I hope y'all listen. Compromise. Y'all ready? Y'all listen. Compromise is knowing that you come first in anyone or anything that gets in the way by questioning, disrespecting, or simply not aligning with your spirit in the vessel has to go. And you have no problem saying the fuck so. I'm gonna say it again because I feel like folks are listening. And yes, I know you could probably rewind the video back, but I like repeating myself. Compromise is knowing that you come first. Keyword, you come first. You, sis, you, sir, come first. And anyone or anything or anybody that gets in the way by questioning, disrespecting, or simply not aligning with you mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, has to go. And you have no problem saying, fuck no. That's what compromise is. Now, I don't know who y'all been watching. I don't know what struggle love story you have been taking part of in your lifetime, but I ain't never read it. I ain't never watched it. And y'all need to go on. Oh, nothing needs more water. And y'all need to go on. Because it's ugly. You should not be accepting less than what you deserve just because you have a fear that you will never get it again. Because guess what? That fear that you'll never get it again, that fear's not real. It's not real. It's not. It's not real. Whoever told you that you will never find somebody to love you again lied to you, and they were miserable. Leave your miserable friends. And if you don't know about miserable friends, go back to season one. Because obviously you knew. You knew here to the classroom. Go back to season one, go back to chapter one, and read again. Some of y'all not watching my shit. But as I was saying, I don't know what TV show y'all watch. Y'all don't watch too much Love and Hip Hop. Y'all don't watch too much of just horrible things. And most of the time I get this from women. Because men have no problem compromising and putting themselves first. It's to the point where it's toxic. Because too much of it is not good. And not enough of it is just, you gonna die. Gonna kill yourself, sis, sir. So I just here to say this. Y'all got to stop putting yourselves first. And that's what compromise is. I don't think you realize that compromising is not supposed to drain you of your ability to be the best. I hope y'all think that. I hope y'all know that. Obviously, y'all don't. So that's why I'm making this video skinny to y'all. You cannot expect to get to the highest point in your life if you do not make compromises when it comes to relationships in platonic, romantic manner, and also with your career. There gonna come a time where your career gonna try to test you on some things and just test your gangster. And you have to realize that at the end of the day, what do you know in your heart is right or wrong? What do you rock with, what you don't? And if sometimes the things that you face in life are gonna test the fuck out your integrity. And those compromises have to make sure that it sits well in your spirit. Now, I'm not saying go out here and just say no, blah, 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 just because you can. No. But make sure you know why you're saying no. Make sure you know why you're putting this over this. Make sure you know why you are prioritizing certain things in result of a compromise. You cannot just willy-nilly just do stuff just because you can, just because you will, and because it just goes that way. Because sometimes compromise does not go your way. Compromise. Example, well, I like to eat cookies every day. I like to eat oatmeal pies every day. Yes, oatmeal pies, and not 60, I promise. I like to eat all those things every day. But guess what? Diabetes runs in my family. So guess what I can't do? Eat cookies and oatmeal pies every day. So guess what? If I don't want to have diabetes, guess what I have to compromise? Choosing certain days to eat sweets. Choosing certain days to, you know, gorge on my diet a little bit. And no, I do not put myself on a diet, but I watch what I eat because I definitely want to live as long as I possibly can. And that compromise is pushing back at the table. Pushing back the sweets. Not eating a tub of ice cream every night. Not eating half the box of oatmeal pies every night. Not eating all the cupcakes every time you see cupcakes. Those are certain things. Compromises are sacrifices for your own inner good. Compromises are sacrifices for your own inner good. Yes, you may like those friends. Yes, you may have been with them for decades. But if they're trash, they're trash. Take it out. It's over. It's done. And you look, you've been friends like for 9 years. And if they don't want to fuck with you no more, they just don't. And if they're showing you If they're showing you that they're not really they're like, you know, if they're not showing you that they mean a lot to you as much as you show to them, and it's not you, your energy's not being reciprocated, get out. Now, simple. That's what I really try to say. Your energy's not being reciprocated, get out. Get out of it. You do not deserve to be treated half of what you're giving. You don't deserve to be treated half of what you're giving. What you're giving should be coming right back to you. Not in the same form, but in a different form with the same amount of energy. Because it's possible. Trust me, it's possible. Possible. Very much so. You cannot have people around you who are not supporting you, who are not giving you the things you give back. You give love out, you want people to get that love back to you. Of course, in their own way and how they do things. Be able to decipher if they're giving love back to you in their way they know how to, or they're just emotionally unavailable. Discern that immediately. It will keep from you getting hurt. I'm gonna sit here talking about it, y'all. Cause like I said, I just sat here and told y'all a lot about compromise. Y'all want the definition, then y'all ready to run this shit back. Cause, no, I refuse. But I've seen a lot of tweets of people getting back their power and getting back and knowing what they deserve and not selling until they get it. And honestly, those people will receive the biggest reward in their life. Freedom, peace, tranquility, growth. Because they knew that they were gonna lose out a lot for a long time, but they are going to receive a big, huge reward. Keyword, compromise. They're doing the inner work. They're knowing that I cannot sit here and have friends just for the sake of having friends, knowing they don't treat me how I do. I cannot sit here in a relationship knowing that they're not treating me the way I deserve to be treated just to say I have a relationship. Sometimes it's okay to not have some shit. It's really okay to just not have some shit. You got a boyfriend, that's fine. Because if you got one right now, I feel like you're getting on your nerves. Some people don't have things when they have things for a very good and important ass reason. If you don't need everything that everybody else got, everything ain't for everybody. Your journey is not somebody else's journey. Somebody's relationship is not your relationship. You think they look cute, they look good. Your relationship may not look like that. You not them, you not the girl, you not the boy. You not none of them. Start learning what works for you. Start learning what you like to do. Start learning how you like to be loved. Do it to yourself. So that when someone comes in, it's not a substitute, it's an additive. Stop asking people to do shit for you and you can do shit for you. Stop. It's all. Literally, stop asking motherfuckers to do shit for you that you should have been doing shit for you a long time ago. We always ask people to do stuff for us when we can do it our damn self. We lean on people who are so fickle, so spineless, so easy to just dip on you. For what? To be disappointed? When you could have just done that shit yourself and kept it pushing? Sad. Never could be me. And if I do depend on somebody, I know in my heart, deep down in the center, the heart center, yes, that they gonna do that shit. They ain't finna fold on me, because I ain't around a bunch of folders, unless they're traitors. So, but until you get to that point in your life where you have folks around you that are solid, be solid with yourself. And see, and create the energy that you want to have for yourself. Enjoy your own time. Enjoy your own. Honestly, just enjoy hearing the sound of your voice at the least. Enjoy looking at yourself. Enjoy doing things with yourself. Until you align with someone to where they understand that you come first to yourself and that they should respect your boundaries. Respect what you stand for. Keyword, respect. Respect is a highest form of exception. They accept what you do and they like what you do, they will respect it. They will truly, truly respect it. And they will not try to drive a wedge in between those things that are near and dear and important to you because they love you. Love is not always, loving people is not always Well, they do what I do because they, well, they do what they do, and that's what they do. And I love them for what they do. I like what they stand for. It ain't always gotta be a clone. You ain't gonna find a clone of yourself. Now if you do, congratulations, but you're not always gonna find a clone of yourself, and you're not always, and I mean always, going to see eye to eye on 100% of everything. But to respect and be open-minded, to know that that is what brings them joy. And you have no right to take that from them. You have no right to come in between their career, their spiritual relationship with themselves. You have no right to come in between those. Those are the type of compromises that we make when we deal with people. Either you're going to respect it and enjoy the process and realize that you cannot be involved in every facet of your partner's life or your friend's life. It's not feasible. It's not reality. It's not realistic. And it's definitely not doable. Could be a part of support, but you have to understand how it makes them feel. No, it doesn't have to make you feel the same way. No, you're not going to be excited about it as they are. But know that that is important, and when they succeed in said facets of their life, be there. Cater to them. And honestly, if you really love them, if they're happy about some shit, you would be happy too. Because when you get bonded with somebody, their emotions become your emotions. It's a very huge risk, it's very dangerous. But if you are, you know, keeping yourself together, it will not destroy you. It is only something to be noted, not applied. And that concludes another episode of The Lit 7 Bell. Stay flourishing, my friends.